It's been a year since President Obama issued his executive order on hiring reform for the federal government. OPM has made strides in reforming many parts of the hiring process, including shortening the hiring process to 80 days. Question is that all enough? Well, John Desenberg is the policy director at the Performance Institute. He joins us live from the Excellence in Government Conference to talk about rethinking the hiring process and matching the best candidate with the right job. Mr. Desenberg, good morning. Great to have you.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right. Is it pretty crowded down there?
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's great. You can hear the clattering of the people down here, and it's like the calm before the storm.
All right. Wonderful. All right. So let's talk about federal hiring. Do you think that progress has sufficiently has been made since that executive order?
Well, you know, Tom, at the Performance Institute, we obviously believe in the power of measuring for results, and you really get what you measure, and I think that's absolutely what's happened with the hiring reform, the days to hire and keeping focus on a very clear, objective standard has been very, very good for the government and very good for OPM. You know, that being said, sometimes a measure masks some of the bigger realities. And I think what we're hearing when we go around the country and talk to people both at graduate schools, at undergraduate universities, and elsewhere is that the hiring process is still much too opaque. It's unduly complicated. And, you know, if you talk to some of the top graduates from our nation's schools, they'll tell you that they don't know anyone who's gotten a job out of USA Jobs. And it's a mystery to them how it actually works or even if it really works at all. So I think there's some bigger questions beyond just days to hire.
So what seems to be going on? Because I thought, you know, getting rid of KSAs, those essays, was supposed to help. And they did some work on simplifying the job descriptions that were at usajobs.gov. But it doesn't seem to help.
Well, you know, there's competing interests here in the federal hiring process. You know, number one, we want to get the right people in here. But number two, there's a lot of other interests in the federal government. For instance, we want to hire as many veterans as possible, which is completely appropriate. But, you know, if you're a top graduate student from a top five school and you can't get into a federal program, even though you're very qualified, you know, it raises questions. So I think we're juggling many, many things, and OPM has a very tough job. But we've recently been working with Senator Shaheen, the senator from New Hampshire, and she wants to look at more than just hiring. She wants to look at the complete picture of what happens after we get someone on board. You know, what kind of environment are they coming into? Do they have a development plan in place? Do they have a career plan in place? You know, or are we spending a lot of money bringing people into the government only to see them become disenchanted and many of them leave within 5 years? That's not a good use of our money either.
And what about the whole idea of getting back to that idea of speed is one thing, but getting the right person is another thing. And what do you think a federal manager can do within the existing system if they want kind of a laser-like approach to get the exactly the right person they want? What can they do legally, ethically, but still maybe circumvent some of the bureaucracy?
Well, you know, there's a couple of great points there, Tom. Number one, people, it's been proven time and time again, and there's been a new Gallup study on this just recently, which is that people come into an organization based on mission and based on what it does, but they stay based on their boss and who their exact manager is. So you, as a manager or a supervisor, ultimately really have that in your power, whether someone stays or someone leaves the government or leaves your organization. So we really find that you can have the most interesting mission in the world, you can be doing great things and have great technology at your organization, but if you're not managing well, you're going to lose people. And by that, really what we mean is confronting this fear that a lot of people have of giving honest feedback. And what we found again and again is that regular informal feedback between manager and employee or between manager and candidate is the best way to go. Just keeping people in the loop on a regular basis, just touching base with them. It doesn't have to be anything formal, but we have found that that is the number one factor in keeping people engaged and interested in their work and sticking with an organization. Because I'll tell you right now, one of the things that we've seen is very disturbing. The federal government has a very low turnover rate, maybe 5%, but of that 5%, some of the highest performing people are the ones who are actually leaving. So you don't want to let your best people go and let some of the other people stay. Really, if anything, we'd want to turn that around. So there are a lot of issues, again, that go beyond just hiring. We've got to really create an environment that is conducive to keeping people, because after all, people aren't really productive until their third, fourth, fifth year on the job.
We're speaking with John Desenberg, the policy director for the Performance Institute. And getting to that idea of the bosses, you know, they say in dog training that the way you train a dog is you train the owner. And there's been some legislative attempts at trying to get more and regular and mandatory training for federal managers in the very things you're talking about. Is that part of the senator's work that you're doing, and what can we do there?
Well, it really is. Yeah, you know, Senator Shaheen is trying to step into the void left by Senator Voinovich. And, Tom, I know you know the work that Senator Voinovich did on behalf of all federal employees over the course of his long career. And now with him gone, we have seen a little bit of a gap there. And Senator Akaka is the other senator, senior senator, who really believes in this stuff. And they're both kind of from the greatest generation. And Senator Akaka probably will retire soon as well. So we do want to see people step up to the plate here. And that doesn't mean just some of these what I would call mean-spirited bills that we've seen floated out of the House about cutting pay, cutting awards. I mean, that it really doesn't get you anywhere. What we're looking for is emphasis, as you say, on really quality reviews, quality appraisals. How are we rating employees? How are we paying employees? And it should not be an across-the-board pay cut. I mean, that really doesn't reward good behavior or punish bad behavior. You know, an across-the-board pay cut really does nothing for you from a management perspective. So one of the things that we're really working on is differentiating more between high and low performers. And if you look at OPM's survey over the last few years, that is one of the lowest scoring questions on the survey, which is, does my organization differentiate between high and low performers? Only about 35% of federal employees reported that their managers are doing a good job differentiating. That is something that we've got to pay more attention to. You know, with the demise of the NSPS system over at DOD, OPM has kind of stepped back from this issue for a couple of years. I think it was kind of a tough experience for everybody, but now we've got to step back up to the plate and say, what can we do to really drive high performance and identify people who we really want to reward and we want to keep in the organization long term and invest in?
So now that we're down to 80 days, that sounds like that would be your number one priority to go next with.
Yeah, I really do. You know, I think we've stayed with the time to hire an appropriate amount of time. I think, you know, the number is sufficiently low at this point. But there are so many other glaring weaknesses in the federal personnel system, from, as I said, getting some of the top students even in the door to creating an environment that you can keep them here. I'll tell you something that was very disturbing to us, which is with the senior executive service, what our study found is about 85% of SESers are scoring either a 4 or a 5, which is either very good or excellent, on their appraisals. And that would be fine, but we all know that federal programs are not producing at that kind of level. So the question for many people in Congress is, how can we be rewarding senior executives with 4s and 5s, but the programs that they're running oftentimes are not performing at that level? I mean, what does that say? Where is the disconnect there? And, you know, this kind of thing is starting to get the attention of the American people. We can't go on with this kind of system.
Well, we'll have to answer that question another time. John Desenberg is Policy Director of the Performance Institute. Have a great conference, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Tom.